Hello and welcome back to Birthday Skin. Amy is already bored and yawning, and I am Charlie Perry, thoroughly awake, three coffees in.
I had a coffee yesterday. It's 5 o'clock.
No wonder you're snoring.
I've had two cups of tea.
Oh. Do keep us updated with your caffeine updates, Ames. Today we're talking
about...
You're
the one that first said about caffeine.
Well...
I'm going to take my sock off at the camera.
Well, we are not here to argue for an entire 30 minutes or whatever. We are here to teach you about skincare.
We are. That is what we do every week, no matter the weather.
No matter where we are in the world, because actually when this episode is released, I will be in Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
And you will be back from Budapest.
I will.
So no matter where we are, we go live.
Salt Lake City. If you've seen the Book of Mormon and you know where that's from, then please.
Never seen the Book of Mormon, but I'm going to go sometime soon.
It's only on for 2 more weeks.
Is it? Yeah. Shit, let's go soon.
Anybody Salt Lake.
Oh my God, shut up.
City.
I promise, she's not going to do that ever again.
Piss off, listen to the episode before this and realise it's the complete opposite way around. He was getting annoyed at who for singing.
Hello to any new listeners. We've seen a few very sweet reviews coming in. We seem to have had a little peek in listeners and followers, which we're very pleased about. So hello to anybody new here. And of course, much love to everybody who's been here for the past year or so.
Year and a little bit.
Yeah. So today, we are going to be talking about smoking and how it affects your skin.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory that it's not very good for you.
Mm.
But we're going to kind of go into it because... You know those things where it's like, oh, it's going to give you wrinkles. It was such like a 90s thing to say.
Mm.
But it actually rings true when it comes to smoking. Mm. It will give
Makes
you wrinkles.
Makes your mouth got like a little bum hole like this.
If anybody would like to see the footage of Amy making her mouth like a bum hole, then do look at our IGTV behind the scenes. Yep, there it is. Oh,
whoop,
yeah.
There it is. Whoop, there it is.
So... Shall we get on with it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Shall I get on with it, darling?
Before we start, right, do you smoke
often?
You sound
like you're going to start a fight. No, I don't smoke.
When was the last time you had a cigarette?
I don't remember.
Surely you must remember.
I genuinely don't remember.
Last year, this year?
This year?
This year. Mm. I'd like to point out to all our lovely listeners that I've never had a cigarette in my life.
Congratulations.
If there's one purer half of Birthday Skin, I'd like you to all believe it's me.
I'm now pure. I reckon the last time was probably Glastonbury. The only time I've ever gone near a cigarette.
Glastonbury was about 2 months ago.
The only time I ever go near a cigarette is when I'm half cut and I'm just pissed. I've had a few wines and then somebody's there with one and I'm like, I'll just have a little bit. Sorry, Mum, if you're listening. She will fucking disown me.
Sorry, Amanda, she smokes 20 a day. And
I was reading articles that actually said people smoke 20 cigarettes a day.
Well, people smoke like 40
a day. It's 2019.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Like, it's not the 1920s anymore. I really do not see why people would smoke that much.
Well, it's addictive, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, obviously I know, but...
Mm. Anyway, carry on.
Yeah, thanks for calling me out, bitch. One day I'm going to tell your mum that you broke a glass in her bathroom and then instead of just cleaning it up, you put it under the bath mat.
I'm sure she realised that soon after. So,
no,
I
am an angel.
Don't think that's a secret in the household anymore, no, to be honest.
No. Well, just to clarify, I am a non-smoker and it was a case of your mate's got one while you're pissed and you just have
I think
little...
that's the case for a lot of people. That's the case for many of my friends.
Yeah. I'm not addicted. I would find it very hard to get addicted, I believe, because it is disgusting.
It is mingling. I hate the smell of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there was a girl that I used to work with and she would go out on a cigarette break and I would sit opposite her and this, I don't know what cigarette she was smoking, but they made her breath smell like sick.
Oh.
And I was like, surely that does not taste very nice.
Mm.
Oh, I wouldn't dream of putting a cigarette near my mouth sober. Nah. Just couldn't do it.
Do you want to tell me about how it affects your skin?
Yeah, I will do actually.
Go on then.
To be honest, I don't think this will be a very long episode because a lot of the things that it affects. We've spoken about in other episodes. Mm-hmm. So it's very much touching upon different vitamins, free radicals, collagen, and just like how your skin is affected in terms of how it's created. So firstly, to just quickly go through some of the chemicals that are in cigarettes that I've researched into the most, because there's like hundreds of carcinogens and the chemicals so mingin, in cigarettes, yeah, that cause damage to not just your skin. Like, may we add that we are focusing on the skin here, but you've got to remember that your skin is all over your body. So whenever biggest I organ. Talk about, yeah, about wrinkles, I mean all over, just not just your face. So all over your body, and then your lips as well are quite prone to skin cancer because of smoking.
The
bumhole. Oh,
I was like,
why are you putting cigarettes?
No, I meant your lips when they look like a bumhole.
Oh my god, you've just reminded me. Do you know what I've seen? When I went to Thailand, a woman smoked a cigarette out of a foof.
How?
I don't know.
How do you suck it in?
That's what I thought.
But she must have been like,
yeah. She also threw some, there were some balloons up in the corner above me, and she threw a dart and it popped the balloons, and I was like, and then she popped a ping pong ball at me, and I wondered why there were ping pong bats on the tables when you went in, and it's so that you can
hit
the
foof.
Yeah, she put loads of balls in there and like went on her back, like, you know, like a ninja turtle might, and then just like fired them. And I wondered why there was ping pong bats on the tables. When we went in there, and then I realised very quickly that I actually needed the ping pong bat to protect myself from foof
funny balls.
Balls. Yeah.
When I went to Amsterdam, we went to a sex show, and this poor guy got pulled up onto stage. I think he was like with a group of girls and guys, so I don't know if one of the girls was his girlfriend. But what do you expect? You're at a sex show.
Yeah.
And she put a Sharpie up a fadge.
Oh, yeah.
Squatted on him and signed a name on his chest.
Yeah.
Literally, like, moving her hips, like...
Oh, God. There was... The girl did that as well. I forgot. She also lit some candles on the top of a birthday cake and then handed the birthday cake out and wrote happy birthday to whoever the person was on a piece of paper and then held it up. Honestly, it was disgusting. I will never forget that place. But anyway... back to cigarettes and smoking. Yeah, so I looked into, obviously, nicotine. And the way that that affects your skin is because the nicotine, which is very interesting because I want you to remember that nicotine isn't just from cigarettes.
Okay.
Nicotine is what's addictive in cigarettes. Mm. So if you're vaping, you might think you're all high and mighty right now with your little vape pen.
Oh, fucking hate vapors.
But... Vape Nation.
Vape Nation. Whoa. Yeah, Vape Nation.
but nicotine actually is still in a vape, obviously. So you would need a vape, a nicotine-free vape, to dodge
my
what
granddad,
is happening to your skin.
Somebody in the family like quit, dropped out of uni or something, or like a family friend dropped out of uni, and my granddad went, "Do you know what he's doing now?" And what he went, "He's working in one of the." He's working part time in one of those vap shops. And I go, granddad, it's called vape. And like every single week, he'll go, "Oh, there's that vap shop."
Vap shop.
Like it's literally got an E on the end of it. How can you get so confused?
Tenden. Well, working in a vap shop. So if you're a vapper, then this also affects you, even if you think it doesn't. Nicotine shrinks the blood vessels and the outermost layers of your skin, which is the.
Epidermis.
So essentially what that means is that oxygen can't reach the skin cells that are kind of furthest out from the inside of your body. So if you're not getting oxygen to your skin, then your skin cells won't be able to form properly. They just won't be very healthy. Mm. And you're just going to end up, one, damaging the elastin and collagen production, and two, you're just going to be looking pretty pale, pretty dull. There's no blood. So we've spoken before about redness in skin, and it's essentially that your blood vessels are damaged, so or your blood is trying to cool you down. So if the blood runs to the surface of your skin, it's to try and cool you down, which is why when you exercise, you get all red.
I didn't actually know that.
Yeah, yeah. So and then it's also if you get embarrassed, like if you flush quite easily, it's because your body's like, oh my God, I'm boiling hot, I'm getting really embarrassed. And then your blood rushes to your, the surface of your skin to cool you down.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so you probably noticed that you're a bit sallow looking, maybe a bit yellowish.
Bit jaundice.
Yeah, I don't know if jaundice is actually a thing when it comes to smoking, but it would be that kind of colour, yeah, just looking a bit poorly. So you just might not look very healthy. Mm. But some of the other chemicals that are in cigarettes can also damage the elastin. So that's like I was saying, if your body can't produce elastin and collagen, then you're going to be quite saggy and not very plumpy.
Plumpy.
Yeah, but like sad. I said, remember that there's still nicotine in a vape pen. So if you've chosen to vape because you think it's healthy because of the tar, yes, that's true, but it's nicotine that damages your blood vessels. So you just have to remember that if you've started vaping to try and cut down smoking, one, remember a vape pen doesn't tell you when you get to the end of a typical cigarette, and two, just try to, like, every time you buy some more liquid for it or whatever, then just buy a lower nicotine dose.
People get the nicotine patches as well, don't they? My mum was on those patches for quite a while. What's the point? What is the point?
Yeah. Well, I guess it's better for your lungs if you're using a patch.
True, true. Because you're still getting your little fix, aren't you?
Yeah, because we're thinking from the point of view of, like, your skin health rather than, like, body's general health. But nicotine does affect the immune system as well, so that can cause inflammation. It can damage skin cell growth, like I've said. And this can actually all really make any psoriasis worse or can cause psoriasis. So inflammation and a lack of skin cell growth and obviously a poor immune system kind of is not very good for you anyway, but it just leads to nasty skin conditions like that you actually can't get rid of.
It's not what you want, is it really?
No, yeah. I also have to say carbon monoxide is in cigarettes and that fully blocks oxygen from your body. So it's not very good for you anyway. Everybody knows that carbon monoxide is poisonous, but it is a byproduct of smoking a cigarette. And obviously that's not very good for your skin. So you, before the oxygen even gets to you, you're blocking it. And then whatever does get to you isn't reaching your skin. And you know, right, you know we spoke about vitamin C.
Yep.
So your body doesn't naturally produce vitamin C. We spoke about this in the episode. You have to have vitamin C in your diet every day to have it in your body. So orange juice, broccoli was quite high, wasn't it? Loads of different foods. If you want to know more about that, head over to that episode after this one, of course. But in terms of vitamin C, it's a really powerful antioxidant. And if you smoke, then it depletes antioxidant levels. So any vitamin C that you're getting in your diet can be really bad in terms of... if you're eating loads of broccoli and loads of beneficial vitamin C, then you're just kind of depleting it if you go and have a cigarette. Yeah. I don't know how many cigarettes you would have to smoke for these effects, by the way. That's just popped into my head. But this is obviously smoking over time, I think. And you know what's a really sad fact, Ames?
Go.
Smoking depletes hyaluronic acid levels. So not only are you going to be a bit grey, a bit dull looking, you're also just going to be completely saggy, like, dehydrated, and dry. Yeah, you're going to have dry skin. So to be honest, that is how smoking affects your skin. It's not good for you anyway. Stay away from it.
Like, yeah, it's just, it's kind of, like you said at the start, quite a self-explanatory and quite a short one, isn't it? Like, it's not good full stop. I think everybody knows, even smokers themselves know, it's not good for you.
Yeah, I just find it so weird. When I went to America earlier in the year, I was, not many people smoked, but there were smoking areas in restaurants and it was like, do you want to sit in the smoking area or the non-smoking area? And I just, obviously I think there's probably a lot of restaurants now, but in the UK it's law that you cannot smoke inside, you have to go outside. And if you go outside, you can't be under a covered way. Like, you have to be completely, like, to fresh air for the sake of everybody else around you.
Yeah.
Because obviously it's not just poisonous smoking yourself, it's poisonous being around it. Mm-hmm. And may I add, if you are around smokers a lot of the time, maybe a lot of your friends smoke and you don't, if you're going on nights out and you're constantly around it, make sure you've got your vitamin C on, because those pesky free radicals are flying around.
Yeah, they'll get to you.
Yeah, and they will damage your skin. So in a little bit, I'm going to talk about what you can do to reverse the effects. Say reverse, you can't really do much, but how to stop the effects from getting worse. But I can't believe that smoking indoors was ever a thing.
I know.
I was old enough at the time to understand it coming into place. Yeah, and I remember being like, people aren't going to stick to that. I remember just being like, it's going to be weird going into the pub and it not being smoky.
Yeah, smoky and like grey and like, I hated that.
Just a bit dingy.
Yeah, I hated it.
Yeah.
It was minging though. Like, it was disgusting.
But I think it's just really irresponsible that a lot of, I don't want to say brands, but a lot of people will do it as like a fashionable thing.
Yeah.
As like a trendy thing.
Mm.
And realistically, they're going to be the ones that are all wrinkly and saggy when they're older.
Yeah. And like, obviously you've mentioned that we're talking about skin, but what it does to like the inside of your body is minging.
Yeah, it's so bad for you. And like, I have to admit, like, sometimes if there's a good looking person smoking, you're a bit like, oh yeah, that's kind of sexy.
Mm.
But it's actually fucking disgusting.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it, to be honest.
No, awful. And obviously you've got friends and family. We don't want you to die.
We want you to be around for this.
Yeah, so Ames, would you like to know how to try and prevent the effects from getting worse if you are a smoker?
Yeah, go on.
Number one,
stop
smoking.
Oh, shock.
Number two,
stop
smoking.
Oh, God, I didn't think of that one.
Number three,
stop smoking.
Start taking a collagen supplement.
Whoa, you threw a spanner in the works there.
Got him. So, yeah, we did an episode on collagen supplements, and much to our surprise, they are actually really beneficial, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
So you could start taking a collagen supplement because that will help your collagen and elastin to form, so then you'll have plumpier skin. You can take it in the form of tablets, or you can take it in drinks or like gummies and stuff like that. They do work. We looked into the research of it, and like I said, we did an episode, so go listen to that one as well.
Just plugging all our recent apps.
Yeah, exactly.
Just listen to them all. Yes. You'll learn something new from every single one.
But also, like I said earlier, be aware that vaping still contains nicotine, and that is what constricts your blood vessels. So if you're wanting to get blood to the surface of your skin like you should be, then try and get to like a nicotine free alternative, or just find a way of kind of weaning yourself off them. It is possible, even though it's going to feel impossible. Like, there's plenty of people that have stopped smoking.
Yeah, you can do it.
We have a friend who you would not ever think would smoke, and she's now pure and holy. And also, I kind of think if you saw yourself smoking, would you find it? Do you think you would actually look as cool as you would
feel? Do you want your mouth to look like a cat's arsehole?
Nope.
Neither do I.
Another tip is to wear vitamin C every day. So we love the drunk elephant.
C-firmer.
Very good. And I really like, that's obviously quite expensive, but I really like the ordinary L-ascorbic acid.
I'm going to purchase that, you know.
Yeah, I really like it. And then, like I said earlier, get hyaluronic acid, because it depletes hyaluronic acid levels, because that is something that your body naturally produces. And as you get older, it depletes. So if you're smoking, then it's going to make it go down even faster.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just going to be a very dry, dehydrated gal or guy. And then my other tips are stop smoking. And then my last tip is stop spending money on smoking when you can be spending money on skincare.
It's so expensive to smoke.
Yeah. If you smoked 20 a day, that's like £13 a day on smoking.
Yeah, absolutely not.
I wouldn't
spend that on my tea.
I probably wouldn't spend that on skincare.
No, £13 a day.
Let's quickly do the maths. If you smoked 20, that's a lot. A lot of people obviously don't smoke that, but 20 cigarettes is 13. So 13 times 7 is £91 a week if you did 20 a day.
If you did 10
a day, then obviously 91 divided by 2, that's £45 a week. If you did 10 a month, sorry, if you did 2 packets a month, so 40 over a month, then that would be £26 a month. That's a gym membership.
Yeah, it is a gym membership.
And you could buy a really nice kit, like Kiehl's cleanser or something for £26.
Mm.
That'd be like a cigarette a day. If you smoked one cigarette a day, then you're going to have hardly any hyaluronic acid by the time you're older. You're going to have really bad vitamin C levels. Your skin's going to look quite dull and quite sallow and just not very healthy. And you could have bought loads of skincare to make yourself look nicer on the money that you could have spent
on looking like shit.
Yeah, really. So Alex's housemate, he stopped smoking in January, and we worked out that him stopping smoking, I think, had saved him about 80 quid because that's he smokes right. like, I think it was like three a day or something, depending on what he smoked. And if he went out, he'd have a few more and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then when you actually think about how many cigarettes that is, like, it's shocking.
Yeah.
Just by stopping for a month.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of it, to be honest.
So you could be spending your money on something else or saving up for a holiday or...
Or you could be spending it on us on Patreon.
Yeah, exactly. What a nice way to link it in. Yeah. Do you want to tell people about our Patreon names?
So we do little bundles. They range from, is it like
£3? I think it's like $2, yeah.
$2 to about $10. And you can subscribe and pick the bundle that's right for you.
Yeah.
You get extra content. You just get extra content, yeah. Mm-hmm. And behind the scenes and a lot more. You know what?
Goodies.
Just go on the link in our bio and you can read the description boxes for each of the bundles.
You can get tote bags, stickers, behind the scenes access. Or extra behind the scenes access because we've started filming the episodes now, monthly Q&As, all these kinds of things. And essentially it's just, when we say dollars, it's because it's an American site, but it would convert it into pounds. So if you were in the UK or anywhere in the world, then it will change to your currency. But it's just a really nice little way to help support us. Because like we said, a lot of people, this is free for you, but it takes us hours and hours and hours to create this for you. Not that we're complaining, we love doing it and we wish we could do it full time, but it's
the appreciation,
a case of,
is nice.
Yeah, is just that if you enjoyed the podcast, then maybe if everybody just gave us 50p, then we'd make a little bit of money that might let us go out for tea or something,
or put it back into the podcast like we're meant to.
Yeah, that's
true. Or buy
true.
A bottle of wine.
Yeah, to be fair, all the money that we make goes back into the podcast, so
yeah.
Just to make content better, like we've got a camera now and everything, extra content.
Also, if you've not entered the Carbon Theory competition already, you've got 3 days left.
Carbon Theory.
The Friday, the 6th of September is when that competition closes. Thank you so much to everyone who's entered so far because it's been so overwhelming. And quite frankly, I don't know how we're going to pick a winner.
Yeah, we've honestly got hundreds and hundreds. There's 306 comments. And if you post us to your story, basically, if you've not seen our Instagram and you don't follow us, it's at birthday.skin. You have to follow us and Carbon Theory, then do a like, a picture and tag a mate. But if you want an extra 10 entries and you just share the picture to your story. And then, so basically, if you liked a picture and tagged a mate, you've got one entry. If you put it on your story, you've got 11 entries.
Yeah.
And there's been people that have like, put it on their story loads and they've put loads of people in. It's unlimited entry, so get yourself in there. It's
three more days.
It's the breakouts and acne bundle, so it's got the masking, the cleansing bar, the tonic and the moisturizer.
It's a good little prize. I wish I could enter.
It is a handy little thing if you've got a little bit of acne that you want to help prevent.
But don't forget to enter that because you'd be a fool not to.
And good luck. And like we said, hello and welcome to anybody who's followed us off the back of that. It's given the podcast a little listen to. We love and appreciate you very much. If you'd like to leave...
Appreciate
you. If you'd like to leave a review, then please do, because it's always so lovely. Imagine if you worked really hard on something that you really loved and you're really proud of, and then somebody else said it was nice.
Yeah.
You'd be dead happy.
Yeah. But that's it from us, isn't it? Smoking's bad. Don't smoke.
Don't smoke. Just don't smoke. You know, don't smoke.
Yeah. Don't smoke.
No smokity, smokity.
I'm going to see you next week, babe.
Bye-bye.
I got you, babe.
Oh, here we go. Shut up.
I got you, babe.
Shut up. Are we still going? Is this still going?
I got you, babe.
Is it finished?
Yeah.
Okay.